Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In Romans 12, 2, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you."
You know, the renewed mind thinks as big as God thinks.
Wow.
Let me say that again. The renewed mind thinks as big as God thinks. See, God made something out of nothing, and he did it without bulldozers, cranes, or architectural plans or blueprints. He spoke the world into existence. Now, that's a big thinking God. And guess what? Genesis 1:26, King James. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion."
And in Genesis 1:26, in the Classic Amplified, it says, "God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority."
And Genesis 1:26 in the Living Bible says it this way: "Then God said, let us make man, someone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth, and in the skies, and in the seas." God's definitely a big thinker. He made each of us to be big thinkers as well. You ever heard someone say, "I'm bored, I've got nothing to do"? Now, I'm going to be frank. There are three things about that thought process. First, statements like that are definitely made by an unrenewed mind. Second, such statements, frankly, are an insult to God. And third, being bored reflects a lack of creativity or thinking like he thinks. What does God want us thinking about? He tells us in Ephesians 3:20.
Ephesians 3, verse 20 in the Classic Amplified says, "Now to him who by and in consequence of the action of his power," God's power, "that is working within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams."
Let's look at seven key aspects of Ephesians 3:20. First, now. First word in that scripture, now. Not tomorrow, not next week, next month, or in the sweet by and by. Now. The verse begins with now. The God we serve is a right now kind of God. Ephesians 3, check verses 1 through 8, the Living Bible. There's a right time for everything. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to destroy, a time to rebuild, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, a time to dance, a time for scattering stones, a time for gathering stones, a time to hug, a time not to hug, a time to find, a time to lose, a time for keeping, a time for throwing away, a time to rear, a time to repair, time to be quiet, time to speak up, time for loving, time for hating, time for war, a time for peace.
Ecclesiastes is an amazing book. You know that?
It really is. When we think like God thinks, we understand the importance of now and the time to do as he directs.
Number two, it says, my husband said now, it says to him. We're talking about to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the Universe, the Almighty One, the beginning and the end, all that is, was, or ever will be. Revelation 1 verse 8, Classic Amplified says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, he who is and he who was and he who is to come, the Almighty, the ruler of all.
Number three, it was now to him, number three, who, by in consequence of the action of his power. God's got the power. He's giving it to us. That's the kind of transference, honey, I really like. Romans 8:11, New International Reader's Version. The spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Let that soak in. The spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So the God who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your bodies, which are going to die. He would do this by the power of his spirit who lives in you. Sometime back, I did a teaching called Seven Keys to Resurrection Power. You can go to haroldherring.com and do a search for it. It'll bless you.
Number four, continuing in this, at work within us. There's no asterisks there, honey. It's for everybody. He's no respecter of persons. If he's ever fulfilled a dream or done anything for anybody, he'll do it for you, too. And in 2 Corinthians 10:7 in the Living Bible, it says, the trouble with you is that you look at me and I seem weak and powerless, but you don't look beneath the surface. Yet if anyone can claim the power and authority of Christ, I certainly can.
Fifth, scripture, the verse continues, is able to carry out his purpose. God is not a man that he should lie. Has he not said it? Will he not bring it to pass?
That's right.
Proverbs 19:21, King James. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
Number six, continuing. Do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. What kind of thinker are you? What kind of a thinker are we? We have not because we ask not, it says in James. In Philippians 4:6-7, New Living Translation, it says, never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus.
That is two powerful verses.
It is.
It really is. That first sentence, never worry about anything. Wow.
Not always easy, but it pays off.
That's what the word says.
That's what the word
says. Because if we worry, we don't believe God or trust God. Because he tells us not to worry. Number seven, the last part of the verse. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams.
Wow.
Between prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. We believe you got everything you need to think beyond your imagination. Ephesians 3:20 in the New Living Translation in part says, now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think.
Yes, indeed.
We're big thinkers, babe.
I'm working on being even bigger.
Amen. Here are seven other rich thoughts at work in this verse. First, all glory to God. Well, that's a great place to start. Revelation 4:11, God's Word Translation. Our Lord and God, you deserve to receive glory, honor, and power because you created everything. Everything came into existence and was created because of your will.
And here's the second part, of that Living Bible translation. God is able. Romans 4:21 in the New International, in the New Living Translation says, he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises.
Third, through God's mighty power. 1 Corinthians 4:20, New Living Translation. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power.
Wow. Fourth, his mighty power at work within us. In Ephesians 1:9, New Living Translation, it says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power, goes on to say, that raised Jesus from the dead.
Fifth, we are to accomplish, not to be defeated or a failure. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, New Living Translation. So we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. He may give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. No limitation.
Wow. Six, more than we. Listen to this. More than we, meaning not anybody else. This is a conscious decision on our part. Jeremiah 17, verse 10 in God's Word translation says, I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts. I will reward each person for what he has done. I will reward him for the results of his actions.
And seventh, more than we ask or think. Let's take one last, let's go over Ephesians 3:20 one last time in the Classic Amplified. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, I love that word, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. You know, as we were talking about this teaching, the Lord impressed on us how he wants you. That's right. Every person hearing our voice on this call. God wants you to be a big thinker beyond anything that you've ever thought possible. And that will come from a renewed mind.
Day by day, adding to your success by applying the word to your life.
And making your time with him in his presence, in prayer and in the word, the priority of your life. If it becomes the priority of your life, then you become the priority of him.
His working within us day by day renews that strength and makes us stronger day by day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.